Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jamaya. How can I help you?
Yes, I will know. There was a charge on my bank account on January the 24th for $49.97, and then again on the 20th for $7.45. What is this?
Okay, we're a third party customer support, ma'am. So I would have to pull up your information to see what you were billed for. May I have your zip code, please?
24605.
And your first and last name?
Patsy Welch.
And you said 24605?
Zip code 24605.
Okay, what was that first and last name again?
Patsy Welch.
Okay, I'm not pulling it up again. What was the name again, ma'am?
Patsy, P-A-T-S-Y. Patsy Welch.
Okay.
W-E-L-C-H.
All right, I have that here. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
308 Hawthorne Street, Bluefield, Virginia, 24605.
Okay, ma'am. So when I take a look at the account, I see that on the 18th of January, you, I see that you spoke with someone already and they refunded you the $54.97.
No, this is not for $54.97. It's for $49.97.
Okay, well, I'm not sure about that charge because I only see the $54.
Yeah, now they took that off, yes. But now this is $49.97 and then another one on the 20th for $7.45.
And that was the shipping and handling when you accepted the free gift.
I guess, I don't know. What is this anyway?
Okay, ma'am. So the reason I stated that, because I showed that you spoke with someone on the 18th of February and they explained what the charges were. They provided you with the refund and all of that information.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know it was that one because I don't think it's by the same name, but I did get a refund for $54.97. I don't have the showing it right now. But this is not for $54.97. It's for $49.97.
Okay, ma'am. So by them already refunding you and you agreeing to a refund when it came to the account, there's nothing that I can do as far as the account.
It's a different charge, ma'am.
Right, but
it's not the same charge.
Right, but you agreed to the refund that was provided for you. Once you agree to that, there's nothing else that we can do.
If they've charged you twice, you can't be refunded but once.
Because they can only You took a survey. No, you accepted a free gift where you paid $7.45 for shipping and handling on the 18th of January. And it was for a space heater or an ultra bar. And it explained the terms and conditions.
What did you say that was?
It was a space heater or ultra bar.
Oh, well, I haven't got it, but I know I have did surveys, so that's not the problem. But what's the $49.97 for?
You were going to be billed a monthly subscription for the membership for the discount store. The discount store sends you a $125 gift card every month, and you're billed monthly for that membership. So this is what was explained to you previously, ma'am. This is what took place with the account.
I haven't agreed to any monthly thing, never, on anything, but I haven't received any gift cards either. Not the first one. I've been in the hospital since 16th of December, and my daughters bring my mail to me, and there's been nothing in there for a gift card. And yes, I did do a survey. I did several of them, but never has it been a continual thing. It's just you do the survey and you can buy something for that price. And I do remember the survey, and I remember ordering that space heater, but I haven't got it yet.
Well, ma'am, when it comes to those surveys, you have to read the terms and conditions when it comes to these different products. Like I said it before,
well,
they refunded you.
Please.
Ma'am, I'm trying my best to explain to you. They refunded you the last charge because that was the only charge that could be refunded. Your account has been canceled. There's nothing else that will be sent, billed, or anything to you. The account is canceled as of now. The only refund that is available is the most recent one. And they refunded that to you.
So they refunded me for one, but not for the other. Okay, I'll have somebody get back with you, okay?
All right, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.